All right, listen up. This is Hoxton on Audio Boom. Get your ears working, people.
Hello, I'm Alice Taplin, and welcome to Double Tap, Audio Boom's new gaming podcast. This week, we will be talking about the newest release in one of my favourite video game series, Fallout 4. I sat down with Jeremy Jones from the 8-Bit Geek podcast, which you can also find on Audio Boom, and we spoke about new adventures in the wasteland.
War. War never changes.
So, we'll get straight into it. How far into Fallout are you?
Probably, if I check my Steam, I'm probably about 9 or 10 hours in.
Is Sean okay?
He's fine. We're gonna be okay. I love you.
Oh my God!
I'm probably only 2 missions into the main storyline because I've broken off and I've already started making my town. Mm. I didn't expect to be like so into building, and I'm surprised where I'm going with it.
I am liking the amount you can just stray off and do your own thing, and also I'm one for spending hours and hours on customization in games, so
very true.
Hey,
just step in here and put your vault suit on. Take your time, we've got all day.
I spend so much time customizing these characters, and then you're looking like, you know, it's first person anyway, so you can't even see the character. So I do it, and then I'm like, I don't really know what the point of that was.
Just relax.
Time for a whole new life.
Resident secure. Occupant vitals normal.
The dialogue screens have got, I think, a lot better than in Fallout 3.
Yes, I do. I do like that. And I don't know, the conversations seem to go quick enough to where it doesn't bore you. Mm. And I really enjoy, of course, the voice acting. It's very stellar. Bethesda's always been good about that. Mm. But I really love what Fallout 4 is bringing to the table as far as those conversations go.
Mm. I'll find who did this. And I'll get Sean back. I promise.
I've seen also a fair few complaints about glitches and bugs. I don't know how many of those you've come across.
If I hit a hotkey to bring up my weapon, it won't come up. This one, I was about to go into this. I think it was the police station where I was fighting the ghouls. I went to pull out my gun. And I held nothing in my hands. And so there was nothing there. And so I was essentially shooting bullets out of my finger.
Oh, wow. But I wouldn't say, like, there are some people who are complaining so hard about them and saying, like, their game's crashing and stuff. And I haven't come across that. And what I have come across, I don't think has spoiled the gameplay at all. I mean, I think I've just been lucky, and it probably because I haven't played enough of it yet to come across anything like major. So I look forward to that.
As I live and breathe, oh, it's really you,
Codsworth, and his names. Have you read, like, because I was reading all of the different things that they were allowing him to say, and I was like, just, yeah,
I didn't even think he could say names. And I freaked out. I was like, I don't know why, but I about jumped out of my seat when they're like, oh, Jeremy. And I was like, what? And I was like, then he knows me.
Oh my God. Yeah, apparently he can say fuck, fucker, fuck face, boob, booby, boobies, nipple, sex, and sexy. So
I am recreating my
new save. Yeah. Well, I mean,
great.
Just having him, can you just imagine having him call you Mrs. or Mr. Sexy or Nipple for the whole time, you know? Like,
that's going to bring up so many amazing internet videos here pretty soon. And I am going to sit there and watch every single one of them.
Oh my God.
Mr. Fuckface, Mr. Tit, Mr. Titties, Mr. Bastard, Mr. Boo, Mr. Cock. Mr. Fucker.
The three things I wish they did, as much as I said that the story is amazing, I do wish that they, with this and the next generation of gaming that we're in now, with the new systems and how well the PC is doing, I wish that they would have developed a new gaming engine for it. I think load times, it's 2015. I think that I think we're done with those in open world games. I think that we can open a door and be in the interior without having to load for 3 minutes. I guess the other thing I can think of is just the whole conversation thing with being at someone's back, because the audio does project, and so sometimes you don't hear everything, and it's important because I don't have captions turned on. And the three things that I really, really love about it is the openness of it. It's amazing. Even though the map size is smaller and people have complained about that, it feels like they've packed so much content in.
I felt like, you know, you can't, it's almost like you're finding missions every like 2 seconds, and which is because probably they've packed so much in, like, and just the way you're finding them, like you can just find a note and suddenly that sparks a mission. Like, that's what I love about it, is that there you seem to not have to go as far to find things as in Fallout 3, I think.
That's the point I was gonna bring up, is that Fallout 3 was so large that you had to run a marathon in order to get to the next mission.
Yeah.
And this one, it's just, I like it. It's built in a city, and plus we got DLC coming. You know the city's going to get bigger.
Exactly.
But I mean, you can put literally 200 hours into this thing and not once experience the main storyline. It's incredible. Awesome.
Yeah.
I really love all the Vault Boy animations.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love those too.
They are adorable.
Yes.
The other thing is how much actual action there is. It feels like there's a lot more fighting going on. There's a lot more enemies, and that has to do, of course, with it being smaller probably, but it just feels a lot better, and the gunplay is really spot on this time. Mm-hmm. I heard that they modeled it after Destiny.
Oh, I didn't know that, but I have found, like, using VATS and also just hitting someone with a baseball bat seem to both be pretty great this time.
It's satisfying, right?
Yes.
Like,
not to sound like a complete psycho, but yes, hitting someone with a baseball bat in the game is satisfying.
I know, like, if you're not a gamer and you'd say it's really satisfying to hit someone with a baseball bat in game, I'm sure people would look at you and be like, there's something wrong here.
And this is being recorded and put on the internet, so, you know, this is going to be used as evidence later.
Yeah, right?
The Pip-Boy.
Did you get one?
No, I didn't. Have you? You've got one then.
One of the co-hosts on the 8-Bit Geek has it, Kevin, and he did an unboxing, and he broke it on the first go.
Oh my god!
he said. I talked to him after he did his unboxing, and it's obviously just plastic. And so he tried to undo the actual cover to put his phone in, and there's a little piece of plastic, and he pushed it, and it just fell apart. So he said that it's not, like, well built. It's great for sitting on the shelf if you want to do that and have it look really awesome. But he says it's not really practical to wear because the foam that they include and everything to put your phone in, it really will only nicely fit an iPhone 6.
Yeah, I've had
so
that.
So if you have an Android device or
a phablet or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, it's not going to, it doesn't work very well. And so it's really cool, though. I like it. And it comes with a stand. But other than that, I don't know if it was worth, how much was it? $110, $120? I feel like it's a little shortchanged because plastic, molded plastic, that probably thing costs $10 to make compared to what they're selling it for. They could have threw a little Vault Boy bobblehead in there for you.
Yeah. Or like Nuka-Cola or something. just something.
Yeah. Oh, did you get any of that? I don't know if you have. They're selling it here in the States at Target.
Oh, okay.
And they're selling.
It's not new, sold over here, I think.
Oh, I haven't gotten any yet, but I'm hoping that they still have some. I'm going Friday to see.
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
If I find any, I'll send you a bottle.
Yeah. I'm only having it for the bottle, you know, so it doesn't matter that all of the liquid will probably, like, gone off by then.
I will. I promise you, if I find one, I'm sending you one.
Oh, God. Thank you so much. I will love you forever. You can come back on the podcast anytime.
Just for that, I'm giving you two.
Yay! And now it's time for this week's gaming news. Microsoft has claimed that the Xbox One's update is the most significant release anybody's ever made to a console. The new Xbox One experience makes big changes to the user interface, introduces Windows 10 as the underlying OS, and supports backwards compatibility for some 360 titles. Fallout 4 runs slightly better on PlayStation 4 than Xbox, according to some. In an early performance analysis, Digital Foundry claimed that the Xbox One version has a tangible disadvantage due to an occasional stutter issue that appears to be linked to problems with the console pulling data from the hard drive at speed. Minecraft may be set for release on Nintendo's Wii U. According to a listing by Peggy, found by NeoGAF user HypnoDarkRay, the title will be released on the portable console this year. With Uncharted, the Nathan Drake Collection, having just been released last month, a lot of excitement has started to surround Uncharted 4 again. I had the pleasure of sitting down with Nolan North at MCM Comic-Con in London last month, and I spoke to him about what we can expect from the next game in the series.
Yeah, maybe you're right. I've been out of the game, but I need back in. So can I count on you? One last time.
All right, kid. Let's go do it. One last time.
You're quite well known for doing video game voice acting. Do you play video games yourself?
No, I'm terrible. I've attempted, and when you get beaten by your children, who at the time, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, now 12, and 15, I lose, and I don't like to lose like that. So I wish I was. I watch them. I attempt when no one's home, but I'm not very good at it. I grew up in the generation of a joystick and a button on Atari. You have to have an engineering degree to work on these things. I'm the guy looking down for where the square is while I'm getting shot, and the game's over.
What sort of games do you try and play?
Pretty much every. You know, I get access to a lot of the games, so. I did Uncharted, and I promised my son, now that we have the Nathan Drake collection, that I would, with his guidance, go through all four of them in preparation for Uncharted 4 in the spring. So I have to get through it. He said I can do it on the easy level, but I have to go all the way through by myself. Destiny, my 12-year-old is a huge fan of Destiny, which I just started working on. I'm a big, kind of a big Premier League football fan, so like I play FIFA. I'm getting better at that since I learned how to cross. It's a very simple thing. I'm not very good.
And who do you think's been your favorite character to voice?
Well, Nathan Drake. It's near and dear to my heart because it's 10 years. It is so much of who I am as a person, the sense of humor. I was always invited to. And encouraged to put as much of myself in the character, and when you're doing full body performance capture with other actors, it's so fulfilling and gratifying to be able to do that. But I have a lot of characters I enjoy playing. You know, the Penguin and Deadpool, and I'm really enjoying my new role in Destiny as a ghost. I think it's very interesting. He's just kind of this little. Voice in your ear that try to make him not interesting but not too annoying. It's a fine line, so it's always fun to do that.
And you said you put quite a lot of yourself into Drake. What are the similarities, do you think?
Excuse me. Definitely the sense of humor. And just sort of that little, I'm the kind of person who's probably diffused and deflected situations in my life with humor, you know, whether it's rejection from a girl or, you know, you getting close to a bar fight, you know, like, hey, you know, how about, you know, tell a joke, buys a guy a beer, and you don't end up throwing punches. So it's been my defense mechanism, you know, like if I got in trouble at school, usually for doing voices, you know, I would, you know, make the teacher laugh. If I got in trouble with my dad, make him laugh, and he'd forget that, you know, to ground me. And Drake has that sort of, in the heat of the battle and in tough times, he'll go to that. The other thing that I've thought a lot about since this, you know, Uncharted 4, and I've gotten these questions a lot, is Drake has almost an addiction to his adventures, wanting that adventure in his life. The same way that I have an addiction as an actor to the adventure that this my business can facilitate. You know, I would rather go do a movie in Scotland for 3 months than, you know, a show in that might be on television down, you know, in back in Los Angeles. You know, going to the parking space, going to the set, you know, because then 3 months later you're doing this show and then you travel over here and you're meeting people and you got to, you know, after the shoot, you go to the local pub, you might do something like that. And then, oh, then we have to go shoot in South Africa. We're going to, you know, that kind of adventure is what kind of thrills me. It's not about the money as much as it's the adventure of that you can have as an actor. And that's what I'm kind of looking forward to as I get older and hopefully get to do this more and more.
And what do you think, or what can you tell us about what's in store for Drake in the next Uncharted?
I can't tell you anything. Are you kidding? They'll take all the money away. No. No, you know, he's aged, he's matured, he's at a different point in his life. And, you know, I think he's at a kind of a crossroads of what he wants to do. And he gets pulled back in to the adventures that he's kind of sworn off for a while for whatever reason, and but you know, circumstances bring him around. That's who Nathan Drake is. He's the guy he's the everyman hero who just is trying to have a normal life, as normal as he can have, but gets sucked into the things that happen in the circumstances, you know. Drake's fortune was the first perfect thing, an ordinary man in extraordinary circumstances. And he continues to find these extraordinary circumstances and try to muddle his way through. And I think that's another thing, that reason that people relate to him so well. You know, we're all just trying to do our best.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Oh, but when you're bleeding.
Yeah, it goes with the territory. Let's get the hell out of here.
Double Tap is an Audio Boom production written and presented by Alice Taplin.
Mr. Fuck!